It's Thursday, March 19th, 2015, and you're listening to Last Time on Video Games, the show about retro video games and sometimes some other stuff. You're listening to Episode 100, Part 2. Runtime for this episode is 1 hour and 12 minutes. Hello, and welcome to Last Time on Video Games, the podcast that has not done 200 episodes, but is doing its second 100th episode. My name is Jeremy.
If that math confuses you, well, I can't help you. I'm a mathematician. I'm Tyler.
Remember, I am still on the podcast. My name is Zach.
We were getting worried there for a while. We thought you had slipped into a comatose state.
No, you guys weren't talking that much.
All right, so let's get right into our list. If you didn't listen to our last episode, go do that.
This is
also what's wrong with you.
But we are trying to rank the 100 games, which is actually a little more than that, that we've already played for this podcast.
Essentially based on personal qualia, so, you know, the best way.
Exactly. Well, it's an infallible list. We've said it on the internet. And we are to our first episode with Zach, which was Ogre Battle, March of the Black Queen. Man, remember this game?
Yeah, it's the game that didn't tell you how it was played.
I liked it.
I liked it as a concept.
I like the ideas in it, but I can't say I liked it. Levels take so long and there's so little reward to them. The game is so bad at teaching you how to play it.
I liked it anyway.
I couldn't beat it.
Never did. I probably could if I sat down and did it.
Yeah, I couldn't beat it due to lack of interest. The game did not generate enough interest in me to play through, like, even the first 10% of it. And part of that is because it's a long game. And so that's some points in its favor.
I was mostly just too befuddled by it and then never bothered to learn the system. And that said, though, it's pretty. It's arguably the prettiest game in our list so far.
I feel like it's not pretty, and maybe it's just my memory of it, but I remember, like, kind of ugly chess pieces that sort of are human-shaped.
That scooted around the battlefield?
Yeah. I mean, even Ogre Battle 64, the sequel, is not especially pretty. It's prettier than this, don't get me wrong, but
I really enjoyed it. I'm having a hard time coming up with where you're getting pretty. The sprites in combat looked all right, but we're not talking fantastic here.
All right. So let's compare it to, like, the other RPG on the list, which is Final Fantasy. I want to say I like Final Fantasy better, but I'm not really sure. Final Fantasy, like, I've thought about going back and playing it, which is not true of Ogre Battle, but, I haven't actually gone back and played Final Fantasy.
I didn't play Final Fantasy, but I have to say the ideas in Final Fantasy were good, but so are the ones in Ogre Battle.
I argue that Ogre Battle was, if nothing else, a more interesting game to me than Final Fantasy.
I prefer the systems in Ogre Battle, so I'd have to go with, I'd say Ogre Battle
okay.
is better.
I disagree, but I'm outnumbered. So Kirby's Adventure, that is a weird comparison. Because Kirby's Adventure is baby's first platformer, and Ogre Battle is like teenager's first tactical game on the console.
Ogre Battle.
I feel like Kirby's Adventure is prettier than Ogre Battle, going back to that it's pretty argument, which is not the be-all end-all, but that was when I make fun of Tyler calling it
everything's
pretty.
Ugly as hell.
I honestly think Ogre Battle is a more interesting game.
Okay, that's fair. Kirby is not terribly interesting. It's got the power-ups and the color going for it, but you want to put it above Kirby's Adventure?
As much as I like Kirby, I think so, yes.
Okay, next we have Super Mario Bros., which is where I might have to put my foot down. Because again, like we were talking about last episode, Super Mario Bros. Is so brilliant in how easy it is, how simple it is.
You go talking
right.
About how brilliant
this is like
it
the
was.
Complete opposite.
Yeah,
of that.
You go right. It could not be simpler. Ogre Battle, you look at the screen and you go, I guess I click. No, I don't have a mouse, so I guess I don't click on some things.
I'd say Ogre Battle's better than Mario, but that's me. I like complicated things. I find most complicated things easier to figure out than most people, though.
I mean, again, I like Ogre Battle. I don't think I like it better than Mario.
Mario's too baseline for me.
It is very baseline.
Like I said, it doesn't do anything particularly well. It just does everything okay.
Like, it's weird to talk about a physics engine on an NES game because it's simple as dirt. But it's so good a physics engine. Like, even for now, it's a pretty good physics engine. For the time, it's just really good. And I want Super Mario Bros., like I said, to be in the middle of the pack. But I really feel like the simplicity it offers.
It's better than Kirby.
And the instant fun, right? Ogre Battle is fun once you get invested, right? Once you're leveling up guys, once you're deciding what you want your army to be.
My biggest problem with Ogre Battle is I didn't feel like I had enough autonomy over the flow of the game.
That's also a problem with it.
I mean, you can't control your individual units. They just sit there and go like, I don't know, I'm going to hit them, bro. And then they do, and they may die. Theoretically, you shouldn't get them in a position where they die, but it could be beyond your control.
Okay, so between Super Mario Bros. And Kirby's Adventure, you still have time to change your vote, Tyler.
I think so, as an argument from autonomy and I don't know menus, but...
And also it's bad at teaching you menus, but...
There is that. Although, Fire Emblem had the problem of too much tutorializing.
That's true. So. But I would put Fire Emblem way above Ogre Battle. But that's way down the list.
Fire Emblem is probably one of my favorite games we've played for this podcast, so it'll be hard to top that.
All right, next up we have a game that is probably not going to end up as high as I would like, but oh well. Legend of Zelda.
Bad.
Clearly, someone liked it. I'm not sure it was me, but...
It was Jeremy.
It's clearly, at the time it came out, it was well-received, and I can see why...
It's a very open video game. I mean, the fact that you can do the dungeons in any order is cool. That said, it's more cool the third time you've played it when you're exploring more and are like, hey, I wonder what happens if I try to go to level 4 work first. Oh, man, I just go to level 4 first. It's got a cool interactive world. I mean, it's not a great video game. But...
I think my problem with it is actually an argument Zach levied against Link to the Past, is that it is far too reliant on its mediocre combat engine. You have to fight a lot of enemies you aren't really equipped to fight them. And while that can be fun, I don't think that's what they were intending, and it made the game frustratingly difficult.
On top of the fact that the lack of a decent map screen left it really hard to explore because it was really hard to figure out what you were doing and where you were going.
I was okay with
the map. I'll kind of give you that. I felt the map was simple enough, and they do give you map screens in the dungeons, but... That is a fair point. Like, it's better than Metroid's map system, which does not exist.
I meant purely the overworld map. Pretty much doesn't exist. There's one that's kind of half-assed shoved in there, but it doesn't really work.
We're going to start here because I think it's a good place to compare it. I expect it to sort of plummet. Super Mario Bros., the other big Nintendo flagship franchise. Yeah, I'm kind of tempted to say worse. I don't want to, but like I said, Mario.
I mean, it's certainly a more complex game. I did not enjoy it nearly as much, so...
Next we have Ogre Battle, March of the Black Queen.
Worth. Going by a fun factor, I didn't like it as much as I didn't have as much fun.
I feel like the combat systems are equally fun, like, to me. Like, Ogre Battle, it's like... I don't want to say it's like poker, but it's like you set up your hand, right, which is your squad, and you send it out to see if it beats the enemy's squad. That's not super engaging, whereas in Zelda, you are... swinging your sword, and an argument that I've made comparing Zelda to other bad games is Zelda has a physicality to the combat that's especially impressive for the time. You swing the sword. If you can't hurt the enemy, you go flying back. The enemy, like, kind of goes back dependent on your sword.
I like the structure and the setup of a lot of those kind of things. On top of that, the fact that in Ogre Battle, they dump me on a level and say, here's your job, go kill that particular guy. Zelda's like, all right, here's the world. Find what you're supposed to do. Good luck.
I mean, isn't that why you like Elder Scrolls games, though?
No, I know exactly what I'm supposed to do, exactly where I'm supposed to go.
You just ignore it.
I want to explore those games because they're far more interesting to explore. This one, it's find our plot because we can't be bothered.
I mean, the last sentence I take issue with. It's not that they can't be bothered with it. It's the point is that you're supposed to kind of get lost, and then it's supposed to feel cool when you find the thing. That frustrates you, but, like, that is the intention, and I think that...
the intention frustrates Zach.
Yeah. I mean, like you said about Five Nights at Freddy's before we turned the mics on, that game is not for him. And I feel like Zelda is sort of not for him, because Zach wants the goal to be clear. Like, I've been dungeon mastering for Zach for long enough to know that he wants bowling pins that he can charge at with his shoulder and knock over right away. If he has to solve a mystery to get to those bowling pins, Tyler better be there to solve a mystery for him while he checks his fantasy football scores. I want to put it above Ogre Battle, but I know Zach doesn't. So again, you're the tie-breaking vote.
I think I put it below Ogre Battle.
All right, next up we have Kirby's Adventure. A prettier game, an equally savable game.
Equally savable game.
They both have save slots. That's another thing I feel like...
I died for less than Kirby.
Yeah, I'm sure you did, because it's really hard. In addition to you not playing it, even if you did, it's a game where you can fly and you get like 6 health and there are 5 enemies on the level and...
And also you can shoot fire.
I talk about a level where it's straightforward. There's a cave at the end, and maybe there's a bad guy between you and the cave at the end.
Sounds like my kind of game.
I really want to put it above Kirby's Adventure. Kirby's Adventure is just too easy and boring, in my opinion.
I agree.
It's the opposite problem of Zack's with Zelda, where he doesn't know what to do and it frustrates him. It's so easy, you can sleepwalk through it. I guess I go to this cave. Yay! Guess I fight this boss. Yay! Which, again, is the intention. It's supposed to be baby's first platformer with this cute little pink furball, but...
How?
But I think Zelda's more interesting.
I agree with that.
All right, so between Ogre Battle and Kirby. All right, next... I might be wrong. This one might be the bottom of the list. Next up, we have another RPG, Phantasy Star.
Oh, God.
I like how we all forgot that we even played this game.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
Let's take everything I just said about Zelda and not knowing what I'm supposed to do. Magnify that by 10 and you got Phantasy Star.
Also, you have to grind for 10 minutes before you can do the thing that you don't know what
yeah,
you're supposed
right.
to do.
Right. I forgot about
and
that.
And also, you need to give a cat a fish from, like, space ant farms. I don't even... This game.
It's
man.
Oh, God. It is, guide damn it, so much.
Well, especially when we all went to a guide, and the guide's recommendation was go grind.
Grind to level, like, 10 or something.
4, but still.
Like, not,
it felt like 10.
Not even Final Fantasy had grinding. Like, Final Fantasy had, where do I allocate my money? In spells or in better equipment? I don't know. That's an interesting choice.
And it sort of encouraged grinding, because if you wanted to have spells and equipment, you needed to grind for the money. But you could just make a choice. And if you made a well-balanced one, you could continue on with the game.
Phantasy Star, the choice is, I
grind
don't know.
Or die.
Yeah, grind
it does
or
have
die.
Some interesting options, right? You can talk to enemies. It's like, got stuff going on. It has those weird 3D segments that don't work at all. So it is trying things. And so why I think it may end up at the bottom, I'm going to be fair and start by comparing it to Final Fantasy. Which
Word.
We all agree it's worse then, right?
Yeah.
I can't say strictly because I've never played
If only
Final
because
Fantasy.
I cared about what was going on in Final Fantasy way more than in Phantasy
Star. It does have
Star.
A female protagonist.
It Yes, it does. It was...
Point in its favor?
I wanted to say
kinda?
So. Okay, Harvest Moon.
I mean, say it's worse.
Yeah, I agree.
Almost definitely.
I like the idea of Harvest
Moon. Sonic the Hedgehog, I think it's definitely worse then.
I mean, Sonic was playable, so...
Technically, so is this. It just had a guide that started with the word grind.
So now we get to ActRaiser, a game that does kind of have grinding in it.
Kind of?
A game with really bad hit detection. A game that's very ambitious, kind of like Phantasy Star.
Did you know what you're supposed to do in ActRaiser?
Yeah, pretty much.
Better.
So, I think ActRaiser was actively mediocre. Phantasy Star was actively frustrating for me. So
okay. I think
you could go to different worlds, though.
That eventually, theoretically.
I'm going to give you it's better than Gunstar.
Yeah.
Mystical Ninja, I mean, we had fun playing that. The co-op, I think, puts it ahead.
Anybody raise your hand if you actually had fun with Phantasy Star?
Yeah. And Double Dragon. Do we put it below Double Dragon? The music in Phantasy Star is tolerable.
I argue that Phantasy Star, if nothing else, by complexity, might be better than Double Dragon, even if you have to grind. Because what is a side-scrolling beat-em-up other than endless grinding?
And, like, well, I don't want to get a Phantasy Star. I think there might be stuff there for me to find if I went back. Whereas I don't think there's anything with Double Dragon. So do we put it above Double Dragon?
I think we put it above Double Dragon.
All right. But... So between Legend of the Mystical Ninja and Double Dragon. Hey, what I thought was going to be lower than Double Dragon probably will. Although... A bunch of the arguments I just used for Phantasy Star kind of put that above Double Dragon as well. All right, so now a game that's maybe a contender for the top. I don't think it belongs there, but it does belong in probably the top 3, definitely the top 4. Doom.
I really like Doom.
We just talked about bad music. Doom has not only good music, but music that really fits the theme. Kind
some
of, like
of
Castlevania.
It is great music, in
I mean,
fact.
A lot of it is stolen, but...
not the point.
Borrowed with no intention of returning.
The enemies... I, like, want to say, like, I can't remember them or they're not very good. They are all kind of, like, vague.
Wow,
but
I can actually
shapes,
think of basically every enemy in this game.
But they have identity. Like, that's not true. They are intentionally sort of vague blob demons. And not even all of them are really blobs. It's just, I don't like the art style, but they nailed what they were going for.
Well, like I said,
so I can't
can
really knock
think
it
of
about
all of them.
It. Like, I can think of imps, evil space marines, cyber demons.
The floating ball things.
Yeah, beholders, which aren't beholders, but...
The minotaurs.
Yeah, Minotaur.
The floating skulls.
I didn't think of either of those until you mentioned them, but now
like
I can remember
the cyber
them.
Or the cyborg thing at the end.
But like Mario, which has identifiable enemies, this does too. I just don't like the design, but it's an intentional design. It's not like they were just vomiting on the screen. They got what they were trying to make. Pretty decent weapon selection. The levels are okay at first. They get a little too maze-like as it goes on. That's kind of the point, but
I never felt like they were too maze-like. Like I said, on a couple of weeks ago on Star Wars Doom Forces.
Oh, it's way better than that game.
No, I was using that as I said it on that podcast. I never got lost in Doom.
Nope.
Okay, but I got slowed down. Like, I never got so frustrated I had to look at a guide, but I did have to, like, spend some time looking for where I was going next. And let's face it, the fun part of Doom is fighting guys, not trying to find the exit.
Well, they did a pretty good job on that, because if you're being shot at, if you're
shooting
at dudes,
that's the direction you go.
Odds are good that's where you're going.
But they do include some maze-like elements, I feel.
Yeah, eventually you do have to backtrack because you have to go to a place, find a key, and then go back to where you came from and then go through a door. But I don't know. The fact that Doom had an obvious map helped.
But like,
really, I did it all without finding the map button.
But really the biggest sin Doom commits to me is that I got bored with it. And that's more of a festive, I can't play first-person shooters for as long as I can play certain other genres before I just get bored with them. That's on me, not the game.
I never got bored with this game. Like, most of the other ones, I'm like...
But did you go and beat it?
Yes.
Okay.
I was done playing Doom when I finished it.
Yeah, same with me. Which is why I dislike Doom 2 so much. But I do think we start at the top with Castlevania.
I would love to argue against it being worse than Castlevania, but having not played Castlevania, I can't.
They're really comparable. I feel like Castlevania has this advantage where it's a simpler game, right? It's an NES game. There's not as much going on. There's only,
I don't feel
like you like
Doom's
to say,
overly complicated.
It's not, but it is a little more, like, you have to have freedom of space or what's the point of the 3D? Castlevania is so perfectly woven. It's like a perfect obstacle course that it's just,
with giant death spikes.
Well, it's just brilliantly designed, is the honest truth. And in a way that I don't think you can design a 3D game.
I disagree fairly heavily with that statement because there are just so many more options you can do with a 3D game.
No, I'm not saying that a 3D game can't be better than Castlevania. What I'm saying is you can't perfectly control what the player has to go through each step as well as you can in a 2D game because there are those more options. The player is going to be able to get around your obstacles.
You have to be able to move left or right.
Yeah. Your player is going to find ways around the obstacles that you couldn't in a 2D game. And that's part of the point and fun of 3D games. I don't think Castlevania is unbeatable because it's 2D. I think on this one axis, it's unbeatable. I think Doom is a serious contender for above Castlevania, but I don't want to put it there. I feel like Castlevania just has a little more.
See, that's the problem I have right now. Is I want to argue against Castlevania, but having not played it, I can't. Doom's structure, the way the game is set up, the ramping challenge curve, and the way they started distributing things out a lot, it made the game a lot of fun for me to play. The way they got to the end of the like first act, where you actually do start going into hell, was very well done.
That is true. The like level
the end boss is very well done.
The theme progression is fantastic.
And like, but I don't want to say this is a problem, but one of the reasons these games are so comparable is if you replace Castlevania with Doom for everything you just said there, the sentence would be equally true. Other than you don't go to hell in Castlevania, you go to Dracula.
The weapons that you get to use in Doom are all distinct, all have their advantages, all are very, very entertaining to use and do a lot of fun, entertaining things. Being able to scoot around and dodge around enemy fire is a lot of fun, and
well,
being
that's
able
just a
to get through
of the genre.
Being able to get through an entire room filled with enemies in Doom without taking a hit is insanely satisfying because of the amount of guys that tend to be on screen.
And
usually,
again,
if you can drop them quickly.
The problem, again, and this isn't really a problem, is everything you just said applies to Castlevania. Other than the knife is kind of a lame weapon, but so is the pistol in Doom, if you're being honest.
The pistol is really good for when you first start off, but after that, you never need it.
I mean,
it
you
again.
Immediately and, get the shotgun.
And,
so.
And the knife is really good when it's the only weapon you have, but as soon as you have another option, it's better.
Ammo, while limited, is never so limited as to feel restrictive, but you do need to be careful, because you will run out of ammo if you're using one gun to the exclusion of everything else. which is fun.
Honestly, ambivalent on this. To the one argument I can make against Doom is that I got bored with Doom by the end of it because I felt like they stopped introducing new things. I mean, the final boss was arguably new. It behaved differently than everything else in the game thus far, which was kind of cool. But I never got bored with Castlevania. I'm not sure if that's the game or me, though. So
I think, like,
you guys really, really, really enjoy platforms.
I do.
I really like first-person shooters, and I think 3D is inherently better than 2D. Why do you think we're on two different sides of this issue?
That's a good point.
Yeah, but I don't want to dual winner. Okay. This is how I'm going to be mean to you, Zach. I'm going to say Doom goes below Castlevania because Castlevania comes first alphabetically.
I'd be fine. Okay, that's
because, arbitrary enough.
Like, the more you argue for Doom, like, all your arguments are good, but they also apply to Castlevania, honestly, with the exception of ammo in Castlevania is universal for all your weapons. But again, if you keep spamming your weapon, you're going to run out. It's well balanced. The weapons have different uses. They're both, I think, very good games. So Doom will go between Castlevania and Gradius.
I mean, it's clearly better than Gradius.
Okay, next the one I thought would go at the bottom. I think it might beat out Double Dragon,
How many times have you said that now?
Ghosts and Goblins. No, I didn't think Phantasy Star was going to beat Double Dragon. Oh. I forgot Phantasy Star, and then I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I hated this game. This is one of the few games I have had an actual hatred for.
Well, you know, the one thing I can say about it is that it's better than Double Dragon.
like I said, the argument I made for Phantasy Star was that if I went back to Double Dragon, I don't know what I'd be going back for. Ghosts and Goblins, like, there is part of me that thinks it would be cool to say I beat Ghosts and Goblins. I don't want to spend the time doing that, but, like, it is a hard game. And so in the same way that getting a rare baseball card is valuable because it's rare for reasons because they didn't print those. Ghosts and Goblins is a hard game, and beating it would be valuable for the same reason. Well, there's no real actual value, but there's perceived value, and that's all that value really is, right?
I'm not going to defend Double Dragon. I didn't play it. I just actively hate Ghosts and Goblins.
How about this? Because I'm going to argue for it above Phantasy Star.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask next. Is do we put it above Phantasy Star? For exactly the same reasons of, like I said, Phantasy Star would have stuff. But Phantasy Star is a long game. It's a boring game. Ghosts and Goblins isn't boring.
It's
just
frustratingly
unfairly
difficult.
Honestly, I don't know if I went back and I got into Phantasy Star. I think I could get into Phantasy Star. I could never see me going back and playing Ghosts and Goblins ever again.
I have a hard time seeing myself ever playing either of these games.
let's talk about the going out the door test. If you had to play one, you would play Phantasy Star.
Probably, yeah.
That's actually a pretty good test.
Yeah, I would play Ghosts and Goblins.
Actually, you know, if we had done that, I probably would have played Doom over Castlevania.
I should have. I would have played Castlevania for sure, but then that would be two votes against me.
Honestly, though, Ghosts and Goblins at least evoked an emotional response for me, whereas
Phantasy Star was just
didn't.
Meh. Yeah, I kind of agree. So, not better than Legend of the Mystical Ninja, though.
No.
Well, clearly, Ghosts and Goblins evoked a emotional response from me.
So, above Phantasy Star, below Legend of the Mystical Ninja. Okay, another hard game to rank.
Excitebike!
The first racing game that we have on here.
Oh.
I mean, it's the best course in Mario Kart 8. That's got to be something.
You really think it's the best? It's a good one, for sure.
No, maybe not the best. It's my favorite in the expansion
pack
so far.
No. I don't know, five?
A five
yeah,
out
it's
of
good. I just don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, that's why I said it's hard. I feel exactly the same way. It's like it's fun, but it's not fun, if you know what I mean.
It's a good time killer, like you said.
Did you like it better than Sonic the Hedgehog?
I think I did. That's where I was going to put it, actually, since Sonic is kind of a racing game, right? That's where I was going to start us.
I would like to... Honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing something like it come back with a more improved track editor.
Well, I agree.
And they've done that a few times, and it's just never really worked. And I think it's because they've sort of gone different directions with that, what they want to do with a racing game. But Excitebike, like I said, it's kind of fun. So I would put it above Sonic. Harvest Moon. I kind of want to put it above Harvest Moon. Like, at the very least, the going out the door test says Excitebike.
Yeah, I would definitely play Excitebike over Harvest Moon, if only because Excitebike is infinitely... it's like Legos. You can just keep building new things and doing stuff with it.
So next up would be Final Fantasy. Is it better than Final Fantasy? Final Fantasy tries a lot more.
If we're using our being locked in a room with the two, I would play Final Fantasy if only because I want to see how that game ends.
Okay, I'm a little torn on it, so I'm going to defer to you, and I will put it below Final Fantasy above Harvest Moon. Oh. Now, here's a game that, Matt Pat, the guy who does game theory, recently called one of the great games on the Sega Genesis, and I punched my computer and said, "No, Matt Pat, why have you betrayed me?"
Was that during Deadlock?
Yeah. Comic Zone.
You know,
I haven't watched that one, but God, this game was terrible.
I love the style of this game.
So do I. I love the style. Swinging between panels? Cool. Messing with comics? Cool.
But it's only
attacking
four levels
long.
Yeah, the mechanics are terrible. The characters aren't very interesting. It's worse than a Rob Liefeld comic if you're judging the comic by its worth.
That is true. I mean, I feel if only because of mandatory health drain to progress the game, that's just such a bad idea.
And the weapons aren't very fun. So I want to start the bidding at another game that's sort of style over substance, Kirby's Adventure.
I feel like Kirby is easily a better game than Comic Zone.
It's not as offensive and frustrating.
No, and it's got cool power-ups. So next, Final Fantasy. Another game I think Comic Zone beats out. They're hard to compare,
another way around?
Oh, yeah. That beats out Comic Zone, yeah.
I almost certainly agree with that. I honestly would have started the bidding way lower.
Well, I just feel like they're comparable. Like, my complaints about them are... Or, not my complaints. The things I like about them are the same.
Okay.
Excitebike. Again, it's weird to compare anything to Excitebike. It's so simple. But Excitebike is fun, so...
Yeah.
Excitebike is actively a good game, so...
Yes, but just barely.
Then we can skip over Harvest Moon, because we know Harvest Moon's going to be better than that.
So now we're at Sonic the Hedgehog. Okay, yeah, it has to go below Sonic, because that's Sonic. Another Genesis game. I think it has to go below Gunstar. I think we have to skip ActRaiser.
Or do you think it...
Actually, it's kind of comparable to ActRaiser, huh, because of the mechanics being kind of bad. It's definitely less ambitious, so I can't put it above ActRaiser.
But the style is...
Yeah, I feel like I can't put it above ActRaiser.
I feel like I actually had, like, while I love the idea of ActRaiser, I feel like I actually enjoyed playing Comic Zone more than I enjoyed playing ActRaiser. On the other hand...
ActRaiser, I feel like, is more ambitious and should win for that, if nothing else.
Fair enough.
It's also longer, which is not always good, but Comic Zone is too short. ActRaiser is not too long.
And ActRaiser is not trying to kill you by you playing the game.
And I feel...
Are you sure?
And I didn't like Gunstar that most. By the virtue of it was on the same console, I feel like it should go above Comic Zone.
That is true. I do like Gunstar more than I like Comic Zone.
Legend of Mystical Ninja, another beat-em-up, has co-op, has, like, not the same sort of style, but sort of a humor to it. I want to put it below Legend of the Mystical Ninja. I sense hesitation from you.
I mean, it's certainly definitely above Ghosts and Goblins.
Yes.
So does
it go above Legend of the Mystical Ninja or below Legend of the Mystical Ninja, Tyler? The choice is with you.
I honestly think below, if only because of insipid storytelling.
All right.
Are you ready, guys? Are you ready? Raze! Falcon? I don't know where to put this on the list.
Okay,
pretty
next
low.
Up, Super Nintendo launch title F-Zero. Racing game that's much more of a racing game. I don't really like it, though.
I didn't care for it.
I didn't care for it either.
It's got some... Like, the drifting is okay, but the physics aren't very good for it. The graphics are pretty nice, but
it's really
that's
easy
not
to
going
start
to save
ping-ponging if you're not careful.
Yeah, I felt like I was constantly running into stuff, and I don't really think that's the intention of the game.
All right, so I'm going to start at Excitebike, since they're both kind of racing games.
I preferred Excitebike.
Excitebike was more fun.
Harvest Moon next. I kind of want to put it above Harvest Moon. I'm willing to hear arguments that it goes below, but, like, Harvest Moon just got boring in a way I don't think F-Zero ever would. If I had to play the two games eternally for the rest of my life, I would take F-Zero, I think.
If only because it's masterable. I don't know that you can master Harvest Moon.
I got bored with F-Zero, so...
You might be able to. I've certainly tried 100% runs of Harvest Moon 64, and that's a challenge. But Harvest Moon has less going on.
I generally prefer games with action elements over games that don't, which is odd given what I cerebrally prefer. But I feel like Harvest Moon is a more interesting game. There is more to do in Harvest Moon than there is in F-Zero.
All right, we go down to Sonic the Hedgehog then. Again, kind of a racing game, but not really. I kind of want to put it below Sonic, because Sonic at least has platforming elements. Sonic has cool backgrounds, it has lava, it has dinosaurs.
It has pretty good music, which I feel like F-Zero was lacking.
I actually like the music in F-Zero a lot. I have a few tracks up on my iPod.
Oh, wow. Okay, maybe I'm not remembering the music very well then. F-Zero makes my eyes bleed. Sonic doesn't, on the other hand. I'm not sure that that's really a good reason to put it below that.
I mean, I think graphics can be sufficiently bad. And like I said, I think Sonic is more interesting from an artistic point of view.
I agree. It's more colorful.
Next we get ActRaiser, and I kind of want to put it above ActRaiser.
I agree.
Okay.
Pretty much unilaterally.
ActRaiser is one of those wall games. That
is it better or worse than ActRaiser? Well,
I should actually say that more. There's a lot of in between ActRaiser and Sonic. There's a lot of quality rainbow there. All right, next we have Super Mario RPG. Next okay. RPG on the list. Game I really wanted to go back to and never did. It's got Power Rangers parodies and
I mean,
you
have
can
you
play
ever
as
actually
Bowser?
Beat it?
No.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
I've gotten to the Power Rangers, which I think are they're right before the lead up to Bowser's Castle. I want to say.
It definitely starts to drag towards the end. Like, the last dungeon is such a crawl. It's the same reason I haven't beaten Grandia 2 yet.
I didn't care for it, but that's a big surprise.
I was going to say, but if we compared it to the other RPG you played, Phantasy Star, you would...
Oh, God.
Yeah. But that's not where I think we should start it. Like, Super Mario RPG, like, the graphics, I think, are eye-bleeding. I really don't like the way that game looks. it's distractingly
really like
bad
the
to
way
me.
It looks.
I like the mechanics of it, but they're nothing special.
I feel like, was there ever, like, an interactive RPG, like, where you could do timed hits or anything before that?
I feel like there must have been, but I can't point at an example.
I think this is it.
It might be.
I think this was the progenitor of that.
And like,
now, whether you like that is a different matter, but...
And it's,
yeah, thanks a lot, Nintendo.
It
was actually Square, to be fair.
And I don't like them very much either.
It's cool to me to see, like, game characters in new environments, too. Like, Halo Wars is cool to see. How does that translate to an RTS? This is cool, too, but Paper Mario does so much more interesting with this.
Oh, yeah.
And this is maybe a little too Square. A lot of people really like Geno, but I kind of want to know why.
He's... Okay, people like Geno for the same reason people like Vegeta or Shadow the Hedgehog. He's kind of the anti-hero.
I get why people like Vegeta, though, and to a lesser extent, Shadow. Geno, like, doesn't feel like he has much personality to me.
Most of the characters in this game don't. I think the reason people liked him is because he was dark and mysterious, and they played it when they were kids.
Okay.
He was the cool character. And I don't think he's as cool a cool character as, say, Shadow or Vegeta or generic anti-hero B.
Okay. I almost want to put it over Ogre Battle, but I don't think so. I definitely think it falls somewhere between Final Fantasy and Ogre Battle. So let's start at Final Fantasy. Do you agree with me, Tyler? Do you think it's better than Final Fantasy?
I do, actually, if only because I enjoy the combat in this game more than I like Final Fantasy.
All right. Kirby's Adventure. I mean, Kirby's Adventure is pretty, and this game isn't.
I like Kirby's Adventure, I think I enjoy this. This game's got more going on. Kirby's Adventure is boring by comparison to Super Mario RPG.
Now, okay, that's fair. Now we get Legend of Zelda.
I'm not sure it's better than Zelda.
Zelda's definitely more influential. I mean, as far, like, this is both games Zach had played, so he could chime in a little, but he didn't really like either. Mario RPG gives you more of a, here's, this is what you should do. It has more going on, ultimately. It's funnier.
It does have level ups and whatnot in it.
There
or
is,
at least more tangible progress.
Measurable
bars.
Progression.
Like, that's not the word I want, but...
I mean, Zelda has measurable progression, but it's not as incremental. You have to do more in Zelda to get a progress chit.
And my screen of petty rewards needs to be short in between string bits. That came out terribly.
I'm willing to put it above or below Zelda, I think.
I honestly think I like what Zelda was going for more.
Okay.
Because at this point, by the time Square had made this game, they had made like 5 Final Fantasies, and while it was certainly different than the previous games they had made, I don't think it was as ambitious as Legend of Zelda.
I will defer to you then. Below Legend of Zelda, above Kirby's Adventure. All right, next, our first sports game.
Yay!
We have Bases Loaded for the NES.
I think it was my favorite baseball game we played for this podcast.
Yeah, but I don't actually want to put it below Double Dragon, but I'm looking low on the list, and...
I would agree with you.
I was actually thinking right under Comic Zone, maybe under Ghosts and Goblins.
Let's start at Comic Zone.
Okay.
I kind of like this more than Comic Zone. You're choosing where to place pitches, that's kind of interesting. You're choosing where to swing the bat. You don't do the field in this, do you?
You have minor control over the field.
Yeah, I think that was the case.
I think I like it more than Comic Zone.
I mean, it's certainly more mechanically sound than Comic Zone,
and
even if it's less interesting.
Comic Zone is supposed to be a cool adventure, right? It fails at that. Bases Loaded is supposed to be a simulation of baseball.
It kind of succeeds.
It's not great, but okay. The Legend of the Mystical Ninja. I could maybe see putting it above that, but
No. The Legend of the Mystical Ninja just has so much more going on.
Okay, I'm just gonna go ahead and defer to you then. And but Bases Loaded below Legend of the Mystical Ninja. All right.
I'm not sure where to put this
one. Yeah, next one inspired a song I like a lot more than this game.
Me too, actually.
Zombies Ate My Neighbors. I mean, it's an okay phone shooter for a phone came out on a Super Nintendo, and
as a mobile game, it would have done a lot better.
Man, you can even have, like, veins, pay for soda cans and stuff.
Yeah,
it doesn't have a gravity to it. It doesn't really feel like you're going out and shooting zombies.
Well, but it doesn't have a serious or particularly humorous gravity. I think where it was trying to be humorous, it failed. And
that's fair.
The jokes fell flat. The action portion of it fell flat. It's like a collectathon without any particular obstacle. I mean, like, the chainsaw guys, kind of annoying. But I felt the enemies were more annoying than interesting obstacles to overcome.
It also has, like, arcade game progression mechanics on a Super Nintendo, and it just feels really backwards when you lose so much progress for death.
You don't really feel like you're progressing. You start at the beginning of the game as good as you're going to be at the end of the game. You just occasionally have more secondary ammo.
Yeah, it's not fantastic. I didn't...
Okay, so let's start at Gunstar Heroes, another sort of shooter game I don't really like. I kind of want to put it below Gunstar Heroes. Gunstar Heroes has more of a gravity to it.
I feel like Gunstar Heroes requires more skill to play. I'm not sure that that's necessarily a good thing, but I certainly find it a more interesting game.
Yeah, I agree.
So, Legend of the Mystical Ninja, though, I honestly think it's worse than that.
Yeah, so do I. Again, Mystical Ninja just has... Mystical Ninja hits its humorous tone.
It does. It's actually, they're a really apt comparison.
Yeah, I agree, but Legend just ends up feeling better to me. Bases Loaded. I want to put it below Bases Loaded, too. Like, again, under the argument, Bases Loaded is trying to simulate
baseball,
and it feels like it did. Zombies Ate My Neighbors is, like, trying to be an arcade shooter that simulates B-movies, and
well, I keep going back to your really work. Closed room test, and I would prefer to play Bases Loaded for 5 hours straight than Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Really? Because when you say it that way, I think I prefer zombies, but definitely...
I'd probably take baseball.
Okay. Okay, I'm fine with that. Comic Zone. Another thing I feel like is an apt sort of comparison.
Preferred Comic Zone to Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Oh, that one's
it's pretty close.
Even.
I think I want to put it above Comic Zone, so I'll let Zach decide this
one. I'd probably take above Comic Zone. I'd probably take this above that one.
I was really looking forward to seeing if we put it below Ghosts and Goblins or not, but
no.
Okay. We will put it below Bases Loaded, which I've changed to Bases Load.
Bases Load!
And above Comic Zone. All right, a really, really fun game that I think is going to be really hard to
I love this
rank
game so
because
much.
It just doesn't have much going on.
I love
Super
this.
Super Dodgeball.
Super Stalin Wars. I played probably close to 20 hours of this game.
I beat this game.
Stalin's ghost washes you from the battlements.
Don't like it nearly as much as Tyler apparently did.
I like it a lot, too. I mean, it's really goofy, right? But that's sort of... That's almost its entirety, and in addition to needing your goal, you're also a fairly serious person. Not to say you don't have a sense of humor, but you don't have a very goofy sense of humor.
No, mine is mostly, my sense of humor is mostly related to situational humor, which this doesn't really do.
No, but I feel like this is funny in the same way that, like, being in GTA, jumping out of your car and being run over by your car is funny. Like, it's funny in that way, and, like, the pelting with the dodgeballs, like, it feels like you're pelting someone with a dodgeball. And, like, the movie Dodgeball is funny because that's funny.
Maybe if my guys weren't flickering in and out of existence.
Okay, that's definitely
every
a problem.
Seconds.
It definitely has technical issues.
So
can't argue with that.
I think part of the problem with this game, as much as I like it, is that the techniques that make it easy to win are too easily exploitable. If nothing else, the AI doesn't know how to react. It's unbalanced for multiplayer as well.
Yeah.
And there are definitely some people with better abilities for multiplayer.
I am not surprised there's not a pro Super Dodgeball circuit.
But it's almost like a fighting game, honestly. But as much as I like this game, I like it as a
goofy aside rather than...
Yeah, I like it as a set piece more than I like it for its mechanics. Like, it's certainly... I love Castlevania for its mechanics. Even if it was completely tonally dissonant, I would still place it way above this game.
All right.
So
I don't know where to start, so I'm just going to start at the current middle of our list, which is Excitebike. Better or worse than Excitebike?
Worse than Excitebike.
No, it's worse than Excitebike.
I want to say better, but I'm outvoted 2-1.
Excitebike doesn't have the technical issues. It's just, it's not as easy to exploit the AI.
Like, the argument I would make is, I feel like they're technically kind of similar, and that Dodgeball is funny, and Excitebike isn't, so Dodgeball should go up. But, like I said, I will defer to the two of you. Now, Harvest Moon. Like, that is a weird compare. Again, Harvest Moon is in a weird spot because it's so hard to compare to other games.
And again, I have to cop out and say I'm going to have to hand this one to Tyler because I didn't play Harvest Moon.
I think I like this game better than Harvest Moon. So
I do too. So we're going to put it at number 13 with Stalin. below Excitebike, above Harvest Moon.
If nothing else, it wins out on sheer style that Harvest Moon lacks.
All right. Another hard game to rank, which was on the top when I did my list, but I don't think is going to fare so well. For pretty good reason. Super Smash Brothers. First fighting game, actually.
Zach makes grumpy noises. At least there's no random tripping in this one.
No.
Yeah, okay.
There's very little randomness in this one, to be honest. There's the item spawns, which you can choose to turn off.
I actually am not sure whether I like the... So they added the ability to charge Smash attacks, which basically lets you start one and then... wait to see what your opponent's going to do in reaction to that. And I'm not sure that I like that, because in this game, you execute a smash attack and you're stuck on it. You have to know that you're punishing them for something they did before trying one.
Well, that's sort of true even in the new system, because there's a delay between deciding you want to throw from a charge, too.
That is true. Man, where do you even start? I feel this is a better game than Super Dodgeball.
I feel like we should start at the top and go down, just because I had it there. Like, Castlevania, like I said, I put it above it for reasons I would stand by. But Castlevania is technically a better game. It's tighter. Like, it's harder to say because Super Smash Bros. Is kind of a game meant for multiplayer, and that makes it hard to, like, judge because the people you're with are going to make or break that game in a lot of ways. And I think it's advantage to a lot of other multiplayer games. I think it's better than plenty, but...
I think mechanically it's too clunky for me to want to try to play it for too long. Like, I dumped a lot of time into it when I was a kid, but that was before I played Castlevania and experienced its glorious wonder.
And even as a kid, I had trouble really grinding through the multiplayer. So below Castlevania, and if we put it below Castlevania, I think we have to put it below Doom.
For
because,
almost the exact same reason.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, Doom and Castlevania are so similar. I think it's going to be really hard to wedge something between the two of those.
Well, Doom and Castlevania are kind of sitting at number one tied just because one is a D instead of a C.
I have a really hard time deciding which one of those games I like more, but...
Next is Gradius, and I want to put it above Gradius, but, like, for the reasons that Castlevania and Doom are better than it, Gradius probably applies too.
My argument, though, is that at least Super Smash Bros. Is trying to do something new for the genre of fighting games, because really, though, what game works like Super Smash Bros.?
Well, a lot now, but before Super Smash Bros.,
exactly.
Power Stone is the only one you can maybe compare it to. And they're pretty contemporary releases.
What the hell is Power Stone?
It was a Sega. It was an arcade slash Sega. I don't remember if it was a Dreamcast or Saturn fighting game. It's four players. It's kind of 3D, like in a way Mario isn't, where you're going across a plane, but like random weapons spawn. It has a small like devoted following. It's okay, but it's nothing super special.
I mean, I really like Gradius. I'm not sure that this game is better than Gradius.
I can't compare it to Gradius.
I know. This is a tough decision. To some extent, I feel like I would prefer to play Smash Brothers for hours on end, because I have.
Locked in a room test.
Yeah, and that's what...
But, like, the thing is, honestly, am I locked in a room alone, or am I locked in a room with Tyler?
That's a good point, because...
Oh, God, that sounds like hell.
I know, the puns, they would never end. And that's
I think
a good
I
point.
I found my own personal vision of hell.
Super...
Wait a minute, did I die somewhere along the line and not know it?
Here you are. It's very short punishment, though. Because this game really depends on whether or not you're playing it with someone who, one, is an okay loser. They can take the fact that they... When I was growing up, I played this... We were, like, trying to unlock Ness, and we, like, had a tournament to determine who was the best of us so that they could try to unlock Ness. And I won pretty single-handedly, and everyone else was, like, really grumpy about it. And it was... So...
We go to intentions. Like, there's a certain part of me that says, well, it's not fun without other people. It should get docked. But, like, League of Legends is the same way, and I'm not going to dock it for it. It was definitely intended for multiple people.
It was intended to be an easy-to-pick-up fighting game.
Yeah.
For random people to play in a party. I don't think it succeeds at that, actually. I think later Smash Brothers did a better job.
Oh, definitely later games of the series do a better job. I won't argue that. Like, I mean, you can say bad things about Brawl because people don't like it, but Smash Bros. Is probably the worst in the series.
I think I have to put it below Gradius, but above Metroid.
Okay. Like, Metroid is doing, like, but your arguments about it's doing a lot of stuff for fighting games, Metroid's doing that a lot of stuff, I think, for video games.
Link to the Past 2.
I mean, Link to the Past, we're going to get to.
Simon's Quest.
Or Castlevania 2. I like Simon's Quest, and you guys are going to make me put it lower than I want.
Well, I know.
Although, really, my thing with Simon's Quest is the angry video game doesn't like it, so a lot of people who have never played it say it's bad when they don't know what they're talking about, which isn't its fault.
For what Metroid did, there were other games that also did the same thing. I think that was coming regardless of whether Metroid ever did it.
So we're putting it at number 4 between Gradius and Metroid?
I think I'm okay with it there.
Okay.
I have more fun playing Smash than I had playing Metroid.
Yeah, Metroid needs that goddamn map screen really bad. All right. And then we get to Sequel Month. Remember Sequel Month?
I do.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah. Now we're going to have to, like, try to put all these sequels in a list somewhere.
Starting with Mega Man 2.
Which one? That was the one without Serpent Man. I think Mega Man 2 was a clear upgrade over Mega Man.
Yeah, like, my instinct is to say put it above Mega Man.
That's pretty much exactly where I'm thinking.
I kind of want to put it above Metroid, too. I mean, I will take arguments that it should go below.
I argue that it didn't. It's not that much different than Mega
Man.
Okay,
no, it's not really an upgrade. It's got two more levels. It's got the cool platforming weapons. Like
that is
the rocket ship and stuff, but that's a upgrade to Mega Man, not an upgrade to gaming.
Yeah. I'm not sure that it is a substantially better game than Mega Man, but it is definitely better. I'm not sure that it's better or even more interesting than Metroid. Mega Man's not a super interesting game to me, even though it's fun to play.
I mean, it's interesting because it's kind of hard, right?
Yeah.
That's where all the interest comes from is...
That's pretty much it.
And I guess sometimes the mans are cool, but...
The mans.
Mega Man 2, above Mega Man, below Metroid. Again, hard to imagine anything driving a wedge there.
Mega Man 3.
Oh, the game we were just talking about now. Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest. I kind of said my piece on it. It's ahead of its time, both technology-wise, translation-wise, and...
But debt grinding.
I did not like this game.
It was a little too guide-dated for me.
It is, and...
A little too?
A little too, yeah.
A lot of my like for this game is its reputation is worse than it is.
I agree with that.
Reputation is worse than it is. Yes, it's still pretty bad.
So the reputation is not wholly undeserved,
no,
I feel.
And in a lot of ways, I like it because I knew what the pitfalls were going in and could step over them. But I do think this is a game more people should give a chance.
It's boring. It's confusing. It suffers from the same problem not Link to the Past, but just standard Zelda suffered from, and you don't really know where you're going. The 2D map, or not map screens, but the 2D zone screens are...
I feel like the original
Zelda navigate.
Did a much better job telling you where to go, given that it was an open map.
I kind of agree. They're kind of equally bad on that. I feel like it's less confusing about where to go, because you can go right or left. Most of the X points are kind of right. That said, I don't think it's boring. You're still jumping and whipping things, and that is fun base gameplay. The problem comes from the fact that you kind of need to grind, and you really don't even have to, but the punishment for death is you have to grind. And yeah. Castlevania is fun because it's really hard to get across that room with all the enemies popping up, and it's really satisfying. Castlevania 2 strips that away. It makes it much easier and makes you do it 10 times.
On the individual,
and that's much less interesting.
The individual screens are also less well-tuned.
Oh, way less. They're just sort of, they throw some monsters there, and they're like, yeah, they'll figure it out.
We have a reputation for being difficult. They won't care.
I mean, the reason they tried it was that one of the criticisms was Castlevania was too hard. So they're like, okay, Castlevania was hard because we have this little tiny cartridge to fit a game on, and people will complain if our game's too short. So the way you made a long game on the NES was you made it hard, because that meant people had to play it a lot to beat it. Simon's Quest was an attempt to make a game long in a different way, and that way was grinding, which they learned was a terrible way. But it was a new mistake, right? Now we all know grinding is bad. It's really obvious. That was a new mistake for them, though, and I want to, like...
Being the first one to make a mistake does not make you good. That just means that you're ahead of the curve on fucking up.
I mean, sometimes you need to make the mistake to realize it wasn't,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, people are complaining all the time now about lack of innovation. And the reason people don't innovate is a lot of time when you innovate, you invent grinding.
You could... I mean, that's actually very true. You get critically panned for doing things that are different or unexpected, not all the time. But if nothing else, you get commercially panned for it because it's not what people already were in line to buy, which is the sad but unfortunate truth of human psychology. We want more of the same thing we already enjoyed, and this was not it.
And this was adding RPG elements to an action game, something every goddamn game under the sun does these days, for better or for worse.
I didn't like it.
Did you like it more or less than Zelda?
Yeah, that's an okay starting spot. Why?
Zelda, while I had difficulty navigating a lot of it, I did oftentimes feel like I was going somewhere, even if I was running around in a circle. The feeling of distance was there. Also, throwing a sword is far more interesting than I had to be standing still to whip something.
I actually like it less, mostly because of the mechanics of Castlevania 2 were at odds with the goal of exploration.
Fair enough. So next on the list is Super Mario RPG. Super Mario RPG is much more clear, I think. I think we have to put it below there.
I agree. Yeah.
Next is Kirby's Adventure, where I'm going to fight. I might lose, but I'm going to fight.
I actually agree with you on that. As much as I dislike this game,
I can make up some stuff about Kirby to make this game.
I mean, the next game on the list that you played is Excitebike. So do you want to fight for Excitebike?
I would argue Excitebike's more fun.
Excitebike is fun on the... Like I said about Mario, Mario's fun right away, right? You go in, you go right. Excitebike is similar. You go right, you adjust your jumps. I feel like there is more fun to be had in collecting Dracula's rib. Maybe that's the best place to start my argument. But, I mean, you have to put stuff into Castlevania too, and probably more in than it's worth, but I really felt like I polished the turd a little bit, and there was a gem in there. It wasn't very big, but it was more than I had before, and who wants to flush a gem down the toilet?
Even if
why did I eat a gem? This is a terrible idea.
Are you sure that's actually a gem?
Yes, I
don't think it is.
I think it was worth experimenting with, and it clearly had major impact on games that came later.
I don't want to say without trying, but I feel like this is an experiment that a lot of games have tried since, better in a lot of ways.
Oh, it's almost definitely been improved on a million times.
But I feel like the ideas are just, they're very core, and it does work, and killing Dracula is still fun. We're going to put it between Super Mario RPG and Kirby's Adventure.
Yeah.
Above Excitebike. It certainly got more going on than Excitebike. You can't argue that.
Bikes. Yay.
All right, next up we have Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link.
I actually like this game fairly well.
It's so hard. And like, I don't like knocking games because they're hard. Because
yes, you like Castlevania.
I do.
I'd forgotten about this one entirely. This one falls into the same category as Ghosts and Goblins for me.
I mean, when
I hated this game.
When it first came out, no one liked it.
Not no one. There were people who did, but they wanted a sequel to Zelda, and this is such a different game. People who liked Zelda, like Zach, didn't like the exploring and not knowing where to go. But people who liked Zelda did like that, and this isn't this game.
Honestly,
the swordplay is cool, like the having to like lower your shield to block. It's got some cool ideas, but it's so hard, and I think that's antithetical to a game about exploration. And we were talking again before we started recording about Five Nights at Freddy's, and how in a horror game, killing you is bad because it defies the point. I think the same is true of an exploration game. You definitely need danger to find, because if there are no dragons guarding treasure,
it's
what's the point
boring.
Of exploring? But you don't need Death Mountain from
well,
this game.
No,
it looks strange.
When you explore, you want to find...
obstacles.
Cool stuff. You want to find
death.
Obstacles. The first dragon I fought in Skyrim, I found by accident. And it was a really cool encounter, a really cool fight. The rest just kind of became dragon down the street.
But even then, if you had died to that dragon, you
would have made for a lot weaker story.
Well, but even if you had, it would have been a random encounter and you wouldn't get it again, right? You would have just kept adventuring and maybe you would have killed the next dragon, and that might have been a cool story.
Well, that one wasn't really random. I stumbled into the area where it had the shout and didn't realize it, but it felt random, yeah.
You could have gone somewhere else.
Yeah.
Is my point. In Zelda, you can't. You have to go through Death Mountain. So you are blocked from exploring. You don't have the option of going and grinding for some sweet XPs. You don't have the option of going and exploring Kukuru Village and like getting the sweet magic spell from the hermit. You have to go through Death Mountain, and I just think it's hard.
I didn't find it terribly hard. My argument against it is that it is a step towards other games that already existed.
Where Zelda is a new thing?
Yeah. I mean, it falls fairly low on the list for me. Certainly, as much I enjoyed this game more, but I think it is a worse game than Castlevania 2.
That's where I wanted to start. I think it's worse than Castlevania 2. I don't think it does anything nearly as interesting. I think it's harder. And, like, if you have a guide for Castlevania 2, I mean, this is not a great advertisement for it, but if you have a guide, you can get through it fairly easy, and I think it's fun. A guide can't really help you with Zelda 2. And in some ways, you could argue that's a better game. It requires skill, but again, it's an adventure game. If I want to get past this part, there's no way to do it.
I think they're both terrible, but...
I mean, arguably, yes, but...
They're both games that will show up on the lists of worst sequels of all time.
Yep. I think this is worse than Castlevania 2, hands down. I think this is worse than Kirby's Adventure.
Yeah, I was going to go there next. I agree. Kirby's Adventure is too easy. This is too hard.
Excitebike beats it.
Okay, let's just go right to Excitebike then.
I was going to say that.
It's only one more down. Worse than Excitebike. Okay, I'm willing to agree with that. Super Dodgeball. I think it's worse than Super Dodgeball.
I agree.
Okay, Harvest Moon. Okay, here's, again, a weird wall.
I think it's worse than Harvest Moon.
I think I agree. Harvest Moon is kind of...
Again, I can only base mine off of Harvest Moon 64, and I don't think that's a fair comparison because of how much Harvest Moon 64 did.
It almost is. Harvest Moon is just a more boring version of Harvest Moon 64, which is hard to imagine, I know, but like... not because Harvest Moon 64 is boring, because in the ways it's more boring is subtle, but in a lot of ways it's a fair comparison. Okay. So now Sonic the Hedgehog. This is an interesting comparison, because I think Sonic fails in a similar way, where its core mechanic is acceleration and you want to go fast, and the game stops you from going fast.
Where it becomes tepid platforming.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, I feel like Sonic the Hedgehog succeeds in that it's playable.
Zelda 2 is playable. People have beaten it. I think it's too hard.
I honestly, again, I don't find it that hard. It's mostly that... there are far too many enemies to grind through in order to progress through the game, and you have to kill everything in your way.
Didn't Angry Video Game Nerd talk about Zelda 2 and beat the final boss with a power glove?
I mean, that was a joke, but yes. Yeah, I know. Yes, that is the way the AVGN episode goes. But he also thinks it's an underrated game.
I think it's underrated.
He's wrong, but...
I don't think it's very underrated.
I don't think it's underrated. I think it's just terrible.
So you want to put it below Sonic?
I do.
F-Zero is where I'm going to fight.
I actually want to put it above F-Zero.
Okay, so between Sonic and F-Zero. Are you okay with it going above F-Zero, Zach?
Yeah. At the very least, it's doing something. F-Zero.
Okay.
Doom 2, Attack of the Dooms.
Oh.
Next we have Doom 2. The Doom sequel that even Zach, who beat Doom and really liked it, was like, okay, more Doom, I'm bored.
Yeah, I liked Doom a lot. Doom 2 didn't add enough or do enough.
What did they even do differently in Doom 2?
More levels.
A shotgun.
Wasn't there already
a double-barreled shotgun?
There are twice as many shotguns with twice as many barrels.
I mean, like, the original
the
Doom
level
had...
design was considerably weaker in Doom 2.
It was, actually.
The fact they didn't add anything of note to it really hurt it, in my opinion. While the core mechanics are still there, it wasn't as strong as its predecessor because they didn't expand it enough.
I agree with that. Honestly, the weaker level design puts it below Doom for me easily. So
it puts it quite a bit down, ways down on the list, in my opinion, because of the weaker level design and how much this game, or Doom, really relied on its level design being strong.
And this is, to me, it's one of the most boring games we've played, just because
partially,
like, I was already done with Doom, like I said. And then we get more of it, but worse.
Yeah, I will agree with you that it is more Doom, but worse.
So,
in weird, hard to quantify ways.
So the tricky thing is, like, I kind of want to get Zach's opinion a lot on this particular game, but the next game below Doom on our list is Super Smash Brothers, which I feel you would probably put it above on principle.
No, I'd put Doom below Smash Brothers. I don't like Smash Brothers. I have fond memories of playing it when I was a kid, but... from an objective point of view, it is a better game than Doom 2.
Okay, so the next one you've played on the list is Mega Man 2. Another game, you were quiet when we talked about it, but another game I know you're not super fond of.
I actually have trouble with this.
Really? Because I will put Mega Man 2 above Doom 2 in a heartbeat. Metal Blade
well, the
is way
is
cooler
they suffer
than...
from the same problem. They're both their predecessor, but more of their predecessor.
I argue Mega Man 2 greatly, well, maybe not greatly, definitely improved Mega Man. Doom 2...
Yeah, because Doom 2, like you said, it added another shotgun. Mega Man 2 adds 8 new weapons, most of which are pretty cool.
And generally better level design.
Yeah.
All right.
The original Mega Man had pretty not great levels.
I'm finding I'm not a Mega Man fan, but yeah, I can...
The next game you would have played on here is Ogre Battle March of the Black Queen, which...
Oh.
I'm surprised Ogre Battle is so high, honestly.
I would have to drop Doom below Ogre Battle because Ogre Battle had problems, but it was doing a lot of
It was at least a cool
things.
Game.
There were interesting ideas and cool starting points and stuff. And Doom 2 is like, I'm Doom!
Yeah. Okay.
Again!
So, next game on the list is Legend of Zelda.
I think Doom 2 is better than Legend of Zelda, but...
I think I agree with Tyler.
I feel like Legend of Zelda, like we said, I don't think I'm going to win this fight, but I'm going to try. It tried
Round one!
Zelda is, I don't want to say, like, no game before, but it kind of is. Especially from a console standpoint. Zelda is trying new things. You can't deny that.
I was going to argue that Doom 2 is more fun than The Legend of Zelda. I'm not entirely sure I agree with that statement now that I'm thinking about it.
I think it's more fun. The core gameplay that made, one of the core gameplays that made Doom as good as it was, is the gunplay is fun. It's simple from today's standpoint because you're not really worrying about a Y-axis. But the core gameplay is fun. The mechanics are still intact. The levels got a little bit more confusing, but they're still easier to navigate than Zelda's levels.
The actual dungeons are pretty easy to navigate. I'm talking about the world map,
because I have to find the dungeons before I can fight my way through them. At the very least, on Doom, I start on the level.
They are pretty hidden.
All I gotta do is find the end of the level. So I would say that Doom, despite the fact that all they did was add a shotgun, they might have added something else, and I just can't think of it. Shows how much.
Did the original have like teleporty pads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doom 1 had teleporty pads. They were fairly later on in the game, but
I really want to put it below Zelda, but it is in your hands, Tyler.
Ah. See, this is tough for me. If only because I like the concept of Zelda, and I'm not a huge fan of the concept of Doom 2.
I like the concept of Zelda. I hate the execution. The concept of Doom 2, I don't really care for how they did it, but the execution, by virtue of being more Doom, which was already solid,
is pretty solid itself.
It's still solid.
I think I'm going to have to cede that to Zach.
All right, Doom 2. Below Ogre Battle, above Legend of Zelda. Next is a game that's actually very similar as far as sequel design goes, although it did it way first and has more excuses. Super Mario Brothers: The Lost Levels.
Hey guys, did you like
Mario Brothers 2?
Have more Mario, but harder.
This is like the Doom expansion that I tried to play.
Yeah, well, it's like one of the first sequels. Honestly, they didn't know what to do with a sequel, so they made Mario Level 9. But that's bad because, like,
the game
there's no ramp up. You start at Level 9. It's also, like, one of the brilliant things about Mario is everything's clear. This adds the poison mushroom, which is like the mushroom, but if you squint, it looks different. That's bad kind of design.
And there's that one leap of faith, like on the second level where you
that
have to be
true.
Absolutely right.
That is true, I forgot
right.
about that. There are like hidden blocks that you just have to jump randomly in order to be able to progress. I was going to say I like this better than the original Super Mario Brothers, but I'm not sure I do.
Now, what I will think is, the first time you could play this legally in America was on the... Superstar? No, it's not on the original Superstar.
Is it not?
No, it's on the Game Boy Color Super Mario Brothers. When you beat Super Mario Brothers, it starts level 9, which is level 1 of Lost Levels.
I think that's a good progression of
it. It's very good. It's much better, but that's not the game as presented.
Well, I mean, let's compare this to Mario.
Yeah, I think it's worse than Mario. I think that's where we start, but I just think it's...
I think I agree.
It's not as simple. The progression isn't as good. It's not as fun. Next is Ogre Battle. I want to step over that to Doom 2. Because like I said, they're kind of... have the same problems. They're both just more. Doom 2 doesn't start harder, and I don't know if that's better or worse.
I think that's better.
I think it's better, because then you'll end up with people like, for example, me. I came into this one cold without having beaten Super Mario. So I end up being thrown to the wolves at the outset.
Like, imagine being a kid whose friend played Super Mario, and your parents finally broke down and got you an NES, and you're like, my friend likes Super Mario, I'm going to get Super Mario 2. It's like Super Mario, but better. And then it's not.
which is why Nintendo didn't publish it in America. Below that is Legend of Zelda. Do we think Lost Levels is better than Legend of Zelda?
I think it's worse.
I think it's worse.
So do I. Okay. Mario RPG. I think it's worse.
I agree.
Castlevania 2 Simon's Quest. I think it's worse. I think you guys might fight me here.
I won't.
I think I might, actually.
Let's hear Tyler's argument. See if he sways us.
My argument is that while it is certainly not as solid a game as the original Super Mario Brothers, it is still a fun and solid platformer, which is why Castlevania 2 was critically panned, because it is not a solid platformer where the first game was.
But Castlevania 2 is a sequel that's trying something new. It's failing, but it's trying new things. Like, Mario, and, like, Nintendo learned this, I think. Mario 2's biggest flaw is it's just more Mario, and you kind of can't blame them. They really didn't know what to do with a video game sequel, but...
Okay, I think that's a valid argument.
Kirby's Adventure. I kind of want to... I mean, game too hard versus game too easy.
I don't
Kirby is prettier and has cool power-ups, and I think it's more efficient in design.
I'll take too easy over invisible blocks over too way too hard any day.
I mean, I honestly prefer way too hard, but I think Kirby's Adventure has other things that edge it out.
Now that I'm thinking about it, it's definitely a more solid game.
Okay, Final Fantasy.
This is actually, I think, where I'm...
Lining the carpet?
Well, I'm not sure whether... I feel like it goes on one side or the other of Final Fantasy, and I'm not sure which.
Okay. Like, I'm tempted to dip below, but I can't really come up with reasoning for why.
My argument...
Okay. Given the door test, I would choose Final Fantasy, and I think I would regret it.
I think I would actually make the same choice. And, no, I actually think Final Fantasy is a better game, if only because it is more engaging. There's a lot more to do in it. It's, I don't know.
But we have Mario ranked way above Final Fantasy.
That is true, because it's immediately fun. Mario 2 is not.
Okay. Next, Excitebike. Excitebike is so simple. Like, here's where I would prefer
to play Excitebike to this. Because, again, leaps of faith versus I know where I'm going.
But here's where the sort of too easy... Like I said earlier, I prefer too hard to too easy. And here's where that sort of kicks in for me. Excitebike is fun, but, like, you can't beat Excitebike, so this is a bad example. But the frustration in Super Mario 2 is kind of fun for me.
I think it goes above Excitebike, if only because... I feel like I would run out of things to do in Excitebike faster.
Okay.
Even though it's infinitely buildable.
I'd be annoyed and stop playing Super Mario 2 long before I got bored of Excitebike.
That is true. But then you might, like, if you're trapped in a room with it for 5 years, you might actually learn to play platformers.
I mean, yeah. Zach's problem
I
with
would get out and kill whoever decided to try and trap me in a room with a platformer.
Last game for sequel month.
Super Mario Brothers 2.
The not lost levels.
The game that was Doki Doki Panic that North America decided to bring over as Mario 2.
I like this game an odd amount.
Yeah, so did, like, this is the first game I purchased with my own money, which gives it a special place in my heart. That said, it doesn't hold up super well.
The platforming is weird compared to pretty much any other game.
It's definitely different. I mean, I remember when I tried to jump on a critter, I went, why isn't he dead yet? Why am I riding this thing?
The Mauser!
Like, I almost like this game because it's surreal, and it's supposed to be surreal, but on the other, like, the hitboxes are kind of weird. I feel like the mechanics are just a little bit off of what I expected to behave, outside of a Mario game even. I constantly find that I'm, like, not jumping on what I intend to be jumping on. There are, like, weird things that you have to be a specific character in order to go through a level properly.
Like, the fun starts to break down for me at some level. Like, it's got so much interesting going on. Picking up turnips and throwing them at people is weirdly fun.
Like,
but
the Dark World portals are cool. Like, it's got a lot of really cool concepts, and I love the surrealism of it. But as a game, like...
Okay, let's compare it to Mario. I think Mario starts fun, and so does this. But Mario stays fun longer.
I agree.
This game tries to throw almost too much at you.
This is a game I don't mind sitting down and just beating, but that's only because I have warp pipes.
All right, so let's start at Super Mario. We think it's worth on Super Mario.
Yeah.
Below it is Ogre Battle March of the Black Queen. And I want to put it above that just because I think that's too high, but I don't have any real argument for why it's better.
I don't have an argument for why March of the Black Queen is better, even though I want Mario 2 to go below it. So, Zach, defend Ogre Battle for us.
See, Ogre Battle, once again, there's just more going on. There's more to do. Yeah, I can tinker with my squads. I can differ my layouts. I can switch them around, pick new guys, put new guys in, train guys. Whereas in Super Mario 2, I can pick up a Goomba and throw him at somebody.
Honestly, as an argument from complexity, I would say that Ogre Battle stays interesting longer than Super Mario 2.
That's fair. I think Super Mario 2 starts more interesting. But maybe that doesn't make it better.
Maybe not more interesting. It starts more comprehensively.
You understand what's going on more because Ogre Battle opens up with, okay, and quiz time.
All right. Next up, we have Doom 2, which I want to argue it's better from, like, this is a weird argument because Super Mario 2 isn't actually a sequel to Mario, but I want to use the it's a sequel that tried something argument. And the thing it tried was taking another game and pasting Mario sprites on it.
The first in a long line of successors.
I would argue that Doom 2 is better simply by virtue of the fact that it is at least a game in its own damn franchise.
I do like the Doom mechanics better than the Mario 2 mechanics.
I don't want to say that's unfair, but like, they made Doki Doki Panic to be a cool game, right? And then Nintendo of America saw it and said, okay, same people who made Mario made this, it'll work. I feel like you shouldn't hold the fact that they pasted Mario sprites over it against it. It would be really surreal, like, if they took Super Mario Brothers and pasted Master Chief over it, right? But you wouldn't knock
it over
that,
I would play that game if you're jumping on grunts. Especially if they explode every time you jump on them.
Yay! I mean, that's actually
good.
Now we're getting at the point of parody.
Well, especially if you could, like, drive little warthogs across the level. That would be so fun.
The warp star is just a warthog. You jump into it. That.
I'm kind of surprised this mashup doesn't already exist. Maybe it does, and I just don't know about
Flash
it.
Flash game.
I mean, there is that one that you can play as Contra Guy or Simon Belmont in.
Yeah.
Super Mario Brothers
crossover.
Yeah.
Samus is clearly the way to go on that.
So I want to put it above Doom 2, and you're the tiebreaker, Tyler.
Honestly, I'm a fan of surrealism. So
more than hell?
Yeah, more than hell.
Traitor.
All right.
I know. I mean, it's way worse than Doom if that's any consolation.
Super Mario Bros. 2, a.k.a. Doki Doki Panic, below Ogre Battle, above Doom 2. All right, so that's through Sequel Month. Now we have Sequel to Sequel Month up next, but...
Sequel to Sequel Month.
We will do that next week, and that's where we might get a little heated, because Zach doesn't like Castlevania Symphony of the Night for some reason.
For correct reasons.
Next time and last time, the best game, Mega Man X.
Canonically, or it will be soon. This has been a production of Last Time on Video Games. Copyright 2015. All the games, movies, and other media I mentioned in the show are copyright their respective owners, in case that wasn't obvious. Past episodes, articles, and other information can be found at www.lasttimeonvideogames.com. If you'd like to contact us, send an email to ltovg@lasttimeonvideogames.com. If you'd like to find us on Twitter, we are at ltovg. We can also be found on iTunes. If you wanted to help us out, we would really appreciate if you left us a 5-star review. No extra lives were lost in the recording of this podcast.